In Northwest News on KPLU, former Starbucks International President Howard Behar is one of three executives responsible for taking the coffee giant from a small regional chain to an international powerhouse. He's also the author of popular business books that argue a big part of the company's success has been its focus on putting people ahead of profits. He says leadership is now in crisis in the United States, and he wants to change that. One way is getting business leaders to speak out more on progressive policies. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe asked him into our studios and has this interview.
Howard Behar, welcome to KPLU.
Thank you.
What is this crisis in leadership that you're trying to address?
Well, I think if we can't see it now, we're never going to be able to see it in our presidential elections. I mean, we have a real crisis in leadership. And good leaders don't insult. Good leaders don't put down. Good leaders put up. Good leaders may disagree. And that's okay to be passionately disagreeable on some issues. But we don't put people down. And we see so much of that today. And I think it's detrimental to our kids. And that's not the signal that I want to send to my grandkids, that this is how you lead, this is okay. It is not okay. And so that crisis in leadership basically is about self-interest and I think a lot of greed and a lot of not talking about caring about people, but not really doing it.
So how do you make this pencil out, though? I think the assumption that people have is that, you know, having a generous policy, like, for example, Starbucks is famous for extending healthcare benefits to part-timers way before others did. How do you make that pencil out for the company and the bottom line?
Well, there's no conflict between treating your people with respect and dignity and making a profit. That's fiction. Now, look, I'm not saying it's not a competitive world out there, so that can have an effect, but we said these are the things we're going to do. We put them in the price of the coffee. Every time you buy a cup of coffee, you're paying for somebody's health care. That's a fact. You're paying for their sick leave. You know, it's in there. And, you know, we think those things are separate, but they're not. So, you know, if you're buying something on the cheap, usually somebody is not getting treated well.
Do you think that more business leaders should be taking stances on policy issues?
Yeah, I do. I think that I don't think you can live in this society and work in this society without taking stances. Now, they need to be appropriate stances, and we have to allow people to have their stances even when we don't agree with them. If we want great leadership, then we have to honor stances on both sides, and then we have to have a real discussion about it. And one side may win, and the other side may not. But yes, absolutely, businesses need to take stances. We're part of society. We're part of the communities in which we live. We absolutely need to.
Now, you've come out in favor of the carbon tax initiative, I-732. This is a tax on carbon modeled after the one in British Columbia, not the cap and trade system that Governor Inslee prefers. Why are you endorsing this initiative?
I like it because it's clear, it's neat, and it's focused, and it's direct. So when I pay more for my gas, I know I'm contributing. When I pay more for my energy and my house, I'm contributing. If I'm running a business and I'm paying more for my energy, I know that I'm contributing. But I also like it because it takes out this idea that it needs to produce more tax revenue. Once you put that into the equation, now the arguments start, right? Where's that money going to go? Who's going to get that money? And how much are we going to get? How much are we going to take? And I think that this one is clean, it's simple, it's neat, and it's fair. It takes into consideration the needs of people that don't have resources. It gives tax credits, gives money back. You know, it does the things that we need it to do. And I think that people can get behind it because it takes out the argument of increasing taxes. It's tax neutral.
But now the argument is that the state's Office of Financial Management, OFM, has done analysis on the bill, and they say that it's actually going to cost as much as $900 million a year, that it doesn't actually get back enough revenue for what it costs. So is that a risk of this policy?
We don't think it's a risk at all. We have done all our homework on this. Look, there are a lot of people, 350,000 people signed this. And the people that planned this out, and I wasn't one of those, I just got on board and said, I believe in this, I'll help you. Everything we look at says that within 4 years, it's revenue neutral. And there is a possibility that it'll gain more. There are some things that OFM hasn't looked at and that they're misreading. And we think that it can be done. And either way, if we've made a mistake, look, which law is perfect? I have never seen one that came out of the gate that was perfect, right? Anytime something's enacted, there's some unforeseen consequences that need to be adjusted and fixed. That's life. How long are we going to wait? Take an action. You can always fix the things that are wrong.
Howard Bihar, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Howard Bihar is a former president of Starbucks International and the author of two books on business leadership, including a new one called The Magic Cup. He says it's a parable about the power of putting people and values first. Bihar has just come out in favor of Washington State's initiative I-732, the carbon tax that will be on the fall ballot.